Good morning. I'm Cindy Talley. The old rascal, Luke Clayton, is on the phone. Luke, I have been so excited to talk to you because you sent me a picture of, he was a big boar that you got the other day.
Yep, I did. I got a shot about, this hog would honestly weigh 175 pounds probably. He's one of those hogs that most people say weighs 250 pounds, you know. It's hard to judge a hog's weight, but this hog I have already put to very good use. I shot it a couple of weeks ago. The back straps, I used one and cut them into steaks, and I used a little tenderizing tool called a jacquard, and I made steaks out of it, and you can chicken fry those steaks, and I fooled some of my buddies, and they thought it was venison. It was that good. A lot of people think you can't eat those bigger hogs, but some, if they've been eating, well and they're in good shape, they're excellent eating. I made some ham, Cindy, and I cured some ham and smoked it, which I do that quite often. It's really easy to do, but it tricks a lot of people up. Now, I take the shortcut. I do not cure bone-in ham. That can be done, but it's a whole different process. It requires injecting cure down into the meat. So what I do, I use the choice cuts, the top part of the ham. If it were round steak, it would be the top round, the same upper part of the ham. And I'll cut pieces, and I try to cut them, in a rectangular pieces of meat, about 2 to 3 pounds, maybe 4 pounds. But I don't cut them any thicker than an inch and a half or 2 inches. Now, here's all you have to do. Get you some sugar cure. There's I get mine from Frisco Spices. You can go online to friscospices.com, and you can get all kind of different cures. I get a sugar cure. Now, what the cure does, it penetrates the meat at the rate of a quarter inch for 24 hours. That's pretty close. It penetrates the meat an eighth of an inch on either side. So, you can figure it up. If it's a inch, just think about a quarter inch a day, 4 days, there's an inch. So about a week to 10 days, your meat is cured. Now, you just put it in a Ziploc bag and put it in the refrigerator, 38, 40 degrees, right in there. You don't want to freeze it, but you want to keep it almost frozen, you might say. So it's cured. Then all you have to do is smoke it. I have a smoking text, an electric smoker. I set that on about 140, and I'll put some plum wood or pear wood, maybe pecan, in that, and let it smoke for about, 5 or 6 hours at 140. You don't want to cook it. You want to smoke it, you see. And then take it out and put it back in another Ziploc bag, put it in your refrigerator. You can eat it, you can fry it, you always want to remember pork, you have to heat it up to 160 or more, so this is cured meat, but it's not cooked, so you can slice off some, it'll keep for months in the refrigerator, slice it up and fry it for, breakfast or whatever. It's really good, and it's very economical way to get some good pork, Cindy.
Now, could I bake it and glaze it as well? How would that taste?
It would be excellent. You could. Remember, everybody doesn't have wild pork. You can go to a meat market and buy a pork shoulder, or whatever pork, and you can cure any pork. So once it's cured, you could bake it. But if you were to take that very lean wild pork like I do it and just put it in the oven to bake it, you would want to put some moisture in there. You'd dry it out if you weren't careful. You'd probably want to put a little moisture and a lid on it and let it cook like that so it wouldn't become so dry, because there's very little fat on the wild pork, Cindy.
Okay, but it's not going to probably take very long to bake it, is it?
The whole key is, if you bake it, you'd probably want to cook it long enough to maybe make it a little tender. So I'd probably bake it, depending on how big the piece was, say a 3 pound piece, I've never baked it, to be honest with you, but I would probably bake it at say 225, 250 for 3 hours or so.
So almost like a crock pot kind of heat, a low kind of heat.
As a matter of fact, a crock pot would probably do a pretty good job on it, you know?
Okay. All right. Well, as always, Luke, it was great talking to you this morning, and now we have all sorts of ideas to use that wild pork up.
You bet, Cindy, and now's the time to get it, too. If you have a chance to go hunting, come on down to Texas or someplace where there's a lot of hogs and get out in the woods and get you some.
All right, Luke, I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Cindy.
Support for High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, BigGame.org, American Hunting Lease Association, ahuntinglease.org, Texas Motor Cars in Addison, Texas, texasmotorcars.com, Sniper Hog Lights, that's Sniper, H-A-W-G, lights.com, New Fletch Archery, with New Fletch, you'll never have to fletch arrows again.